Not at all. Not at all. I thought we had a good team last year. You know, when Brian was healthy, you know, we went on a 2- or 3-game winning streak, and there was a different talk around Cleveland, and I knew we had a defense. I knew we had the guys on the offensive side of the ball that can get it done, and it was just a matter of just getting guys healthy. And when Brian went down, it just, you know, with the whole, you know, Brian Hoyer and Brandon Whedon situation, you know, it was tough to come back from, you know, from Brandon's standpoint. But, you know, I'm not surprised at all. You know, I thought, you know, every year I was there, I thought we could win it all, you know, honestly. But the last 2 years or so with the team we had around us and the staff that we had put together, I thought the team was primed to win. And right now it's a, you know, it's the direct correlation of that. You know, the guys working extremely hard in the offseason, and they got winners in that building, guys who care about winning and love to play football. So, no, I'm not surprised at all. Obviously, you guys know I was drafted there, spent a lot of time there. At one point, I thought I was going to finish my career there, but things obviously have changed. And going back, I mean, in a sense, it's almost playing a home game away from home. You know, I'm used to that stadium. I'm used to the elements. It's what I've, you know, played in majority of my career. So it's going to be good to see the guys that I build a lot of relationships with on the team. But other than that, once the whistle blows, it's down to football.